visit. I already organized the visit just after the European Parliament would have adopted the progress report on Turkey. That one got postponed, but the visit was already organized, so I didn't want to cancel the visit. It gives me, I'm not here because of elections, I'm here because I believe that as a rapporteur, I'm not only representing the European Parliament and the European Parliament's opinion on EU-Turkey relations, but it's also important to get into a dialogue with Turkish counterparts, explaining what are the discussions we are having in the European Parliament. And of course, I understand it's election time, so I try to be very careful not to enter into an electoral campaign, of course, in Turkey, because that's not my role. I'm not opposition. I'm not a political party as an opposition in Turkey. But I think it's very important. That's why I'm visiting today Ankara, moving tonight to Diyarbakir, Izmir, and Istanbul, to get an impression of civil society, of citizens, how they see not just the EU-Turkey relationship. Of course, we are in election time, to hear from them what are their concerns, what are important matters for them. So it gives me a good opportunity to grasp what you have been going through for the last couple of weeks. I'm sorry? I'm leaving on Sunday evening, so I'm here for 5 days in 4 different cities, talking mainly with local people, local mayors, governors, civil society organizations, local branches of all the political parties. So I try to make it as inclusive as possible, not to play an active role in the election campaign. That's also the reason why I'm not giving a press conference, because I think at this time, it's Turkish voters are interested what the Turkish political parties have to offer them, and not so much what the rapporteur of the European Parliament has to offer.
You are not any opposite party representative, but do you have any worries about election, because Turkey now debates on the election security. Do you have any opinions about that?
Well, of course, we see some incidents of security. We noticed it. Also, for instance, what happened last week with 2 of these bombs exploding on HDP offices. We are in general, but I think it's a general concern of Turkish people. It's, I think, a general concern also of the Turkish government to make sure that the elections are going through without violence. I think that's something that any reasonable person wants, both in Turkey and both outside of Turkey. So yes, those concerns are there, but we can only ask and help the government to make sure there are independent investigations going on in these matters, and I'm sure that the government is also doing that. Of course, what is of great concern is, the same topic which is discussed in Turkey. Will HDP be able to pass the electoral threshold of 10%? You know, the European Parliament has always been critical about the fact that there is a 10% threshold. Now, this is, I think, the first time that you clearly see, as HDP running as a party, how important it will be whether they pass it or not, and what that would mean, for instance, for the peace process and for representation, democratic representation in the Parliament. So it's not so much on the process, but of course, what will be the outcome, what will be the wishes of the Turkish citizens, and how that will reflect on very important democratic processes in the country, like the constitutional reform, which we all know after the elections, whatever government is there, they will have to go through this constitutional reform process, which I think could give Turkey another impetus to come through with more democratic reforms, which will be supported by the EU.
Did anything change about your thoughts about, as my friends say, Turkish elections security? Is it anything changed in your minds when you came to Turkey? Because the government doesn't want to do anything about that.
Well, to be very honest, I arrived last night at 2:00, so these are my first meetings. I haven't been walking outside yet, so I only spoke inside the meeting room. I think I can answer this question better at the end of my mission, which will be on Sunday. But like I said, security is an important matter, I think, for all citizens. It's very important that all candidates can campaign freely from whichever party there is, and that all citizens have the feeling that they can, without security concerns, go to the on voting day to the election. So I'm sorry, I have to stick to that. Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you.